Hello, 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 and a warm Wicca welcome to all of our witches, white lighters, and warlocks out there. My name is Clark.
And I'm Victoria, and you're listening to Charmed and Dangerous, a Charmed podcast.
Hello, welcome back. Episode 15. Is there a woogie in the house?
Weep weep.
I don't know. Is there? Is there, Victoria? Is there a woogie in the house?
There better not be a woogie in my house. I don't live at the apex of no spiritual nexus.
I'm dead. Okay. Well, to start off this episode, we want to send out a huge shout out and thank you to Anna. I'm not going to try and pronounce your last name because I'm going to get it wrong and I'm going to offend you, but I love you. You, Anna, sent us an email.
Yes!
Directly to our email, charmedanddangerouspod@gmail.com. There it is for you, in case you don't listen all the way to the end. I made you listen to it, haha. But yeah, Anna sent us an email, or Anna, and it was so sweet and very in-depth, and I can tell that she loves the show just as much as we do. So, thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, it was, it made us cry a little bit, because...
Yeah, I was at work and I cried.
Just because it means so much to us when people share the same passion for the show that we do, and also, it's just, like, so sweet. So if you like our podcast and you have anything that you want to say to us, feel free to send us anything you want. We'll do the same spiel at the end of the episode, but a really, really special thank you to Anna, and thank you so much for your email. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah. It was amazing. And another thank you, this one to all of you guys, because, dude, we are almost at 550 downloads. We passed 500 downloads. That's insane to me. We're basically famous now. Like, okay, I'm just kidding. No.
We're basically Beyonce and Jay-Z.
But
that's
yeah,
who we are. I've been flagged down in the streets so many times. People are
people
like,
just
you?
Recognize my voice now. They're like, hey, you look like that person that runs that podcast. And I'm like, how would you know? Podcasts are audio.
They're like, don't you know that the government has been live streaming all of the episodes directly from your houses so we see what you look like every week?
Well, anyways, before we get any further down that rabbit hole.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's insane. It's honestly absolutely crazy. But moving past that, Victoria, do you want to start the episode or do you want me to?
Yes, let's go. So, episode 15, Is There a Woogie in the House? Here is the summary. Phoebe struggles between good and evil, while Prue tries to save her job by impressing a rich professor that Claire brought into the auction house. Piper does her thing in the background, and by does her thing, I mean she just has, like, 5 anxiety attacks. She Same. Also nearly squares up against a guy for some wine.
Same. I don't know how many times I have to say it. I'm basically Piper. Like, I think I watched her so much growing up that I just absorbed her personality.
Right?
Because, oh god, I love her in this episode. It's fucking hilarious. Like, this episode is 110% about Phoebe. Like, yeah, Prue's got her thing going on, but it really doesn't matter that much. And Piper's just trying her best, man. It's, watching her in the background is phenomenal in this episode.
She is absolutely trying her best. It is a flippin' miracle that they don't burn the house down in this episode. And she... Poor Piper. Poor Piper. As Clark said, this is definitely a very Phoebe-centric episode, but Piper really gets the short end of the stick.
Yeah, for sure. But, like we said earlier, this is definitely an episode about Phoebe. And it is centered around our big bad, the Woogie. So to answer your question, yes, there is a Woogie in the house. Or underneath the house?
Honestly, in the basement, specifically.
He's somewhere. But he's basically just a spooky black fog. He makes people angry. Makes them all upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can possess people, though, and give them powers.
I wouldn't say possess. Also, we gave this black fog a gender. Do we know that the Woogie is a he?
Okay, fine. Well, yes, we do. It's specifically stated that he is a he. Yes.
Oh, yeah, he is here. Yeah. Okay. But, a lot of this episode is probably going to be talking about Phoebe and her struggles with...
said Woogie?
Kind of the path between good and evil. And that's something that we see a lot throughout the series, actually. And I don't think I ever noticed that they actually gave it a reason why Phoebe is the one that's always struggling between good and evil. And it almost makes me wonder if that's why she becomes attracted to so many, like, darker figures later on in the show. Let's roll it back a little bit, and let's first of all talk about Nexus. So, Victoria, do you want to explain to the people what a spiritual and Wiccan nexus are?
So, a spiritual nexus, in this case, or a Wiccan nexus, as in the case of the Halliwell home, is a point between all five basal elements, which are basil, which is a house made of basil in the middle of California.
That's a lot of basil.
Sometimes they are held within the five basil elements: thyme, rosemary, garlic, parmesan, and olive oil.
Okay, what really are the five basal elements?
The five basal elements are wood, metal, earth, water, and fire.
Let's see.
So, the Halliwell
House...
And
why are those important?
They are important... Well, in the case of this episode, they are important because the Halliwell House is literally in the middle of... I believe it's... What, the ocean, a mountain range, a natural mine, a hot spring, and a forest. So basically, all of those elements together mean that it is an open area that is a point for the forces of both good and evil.
Yeah, so... In this episode, we see that it's a spiritual nexus, but also a Wiccan one. So, not only is it equidistant from all five of those elements, it also is in the middle of a pentagram, when you draw it all out and all that stuff. So, it is very much defined. It's the defining point of neutral ground until someone claims it, which we find out is why the Halliwells built the manor there. It's because they were basically just staking the claim for good. And I find that really intriguing. And we also find out that this nexus affects Phoebe, because Phoebe was born in the house. And that's something that we'll see come back later, because one of the sisters' children in seasons later, is also born in the... is also born in the manor, and it really leads them down this path of good versus evil, and we see them kind of struggle with that for a while. Mm-hmm. So it is really cool that they introduced this and then never forgot about it, because I sure as hell forgot about it. And I consider myself a Charmed expert. Rewatching it, trying to, like, dissect it, I realized that I know nothing about this show.
Absolutely, because the writers put so many layers and levels of not only Wiccan knowledge, but also just, like, Charmed lore. They made such an incredibly complex story.
Yeah, and they never forget anything. Well, for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's crazy. We'll talk about continuity and all that as we get later into the show, and we're like, ooh, remember this thing? But yeah, so Phoebe in this episode is not, I wouldn't say she's possessed by the Woogie. I would say that more like she's under the Woogie's spell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I got the Rona.
You better not.
But so she ends up getting tricked into going to the basement. The Woogie puts his spell on her, and then she's basically doing his bidding, spreading little bits of evil throughout the world via the Hallowell basement. And I want to hear your thoughts, Victoria, on kind of seeing this first real struggle with the darkness inside of her, like the possibilities of her not being as good as she thought she was.
Yeah, and I think it's also really important when we consider Phoebe as a character that she has not only an incredibly rebellious spirit, but she has had people, whether it be, you know, maybe people she met in college, in the case of the show, it's usually either Prue or evildoers that remind Phoebe that she is kind of like weak-willed. Yes. She's considered to be weak-willed, and she's considered to give in easily to those lower instincts, and she is not, you know, she's not Prue, where she's very morally upstanding, and she's not Piper, who has bottomless compassion. You know, she's Phoebe, the kind of wild Hallowell. And I think that that is so important, because she has rebelled against not being able to be the best, and so she decided, well, then I guess I'll just be good at being the bad one. And then now in this struggle that she has between good and evil, Phoebe really is the one that is usually saying, we have to protect this innocent.
Right.
Even in this first season, we see that Phoebe is the one who's usually doing a lot of groundwork to protect innocence or find out more from the Book of Shadows, etc., etc., unless it's something directly involving another sister. And so the Woogie in this episode, first of all, Phoebe has refused to go back into the basement for many, many years because the Woogie frightened her as a child, as he should have. We find out quite quickly within the episode that he is a giant smoke demon. That would have terrified me when I was 5.
But everybody thought it was just a story made up by Grams.
Yes. And it is important to note that Phoebe has been trying to stay away from the basement, and she's very cautious, and when she goes down, the only reason she goes down is because she thinks that there's an innocent that needs to be protected.
Right.
And then it is promptly thrown in her face because the Woogie immediately casts his spell on her and is like, you're not strong enough to fight me.
It's very, very powerful, and I was hoping that you would come loop back around to that, because I do want to talk about that. And, you know, this is the first time we see her battle between good and evil, but also, this is, like, the first steps to her becoming the strong and capable and honestly just badass woman that she ends up becoming. And I think that this episode feels like when you look at the series as a whole, this episode feels kind of non-important, to an extent, but I definitely think that it needs to be taken into account that this is kind of where a lot of her growth started.
Yes.
And where she kind of decided, oh, fuck, like, I'm going to consciously make efforts to be a good person, and I'm going to consciously make efforts to better myself and strengthen my own will and my own motivations. And I think that that is really, really cool.
Yeah, and it's also the way that Phoebe, she fights against him, but then he says, you're gonna fight a little bit and then you're gonna give up because you're not strong enough, and she kind of just does exactly what he says. And then, but the only time, once the Wiggy Man kind of has his hold on her, the times where you can see her rebel and not do what he says and not want to follow along with whatever he's doing, it's because she wants to protect her sisters.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I think that that is so important as well, because even though Phoebe, you know, was a cohort and took at least 2 to 3 people that we see in the episode down to the basement, get them evilized, I guess you could say, and then send them into the world to do chaos. The moment that it was Prue or Piper getting hurt, she was like, you can't come in the house, I don't want to hurt them. You know, she showed tremendous will that she was not going to allow certain things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so brave and powerful of her as well.
Yeah, and I mean, along with introducing all these different levels to Phoebe and introducing the concept of the Nexus, which comes back again and again, we also, for the first time, really get the sense that Hallowell Manor is a character in and of itself.
Yes.
It is just as important to the story as the sisters, like, are. And Anna mentioned this in her email to us, actually. And I think it couldn't have been better timing, because this is the first episode that we see the house presented as a character, and almost as though it has a will of its own.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of like the Book of Shadows. If it's claimed by good, it won't let evil touch it or come in. But if it's claimed by evil, good can't come in. And I think that they don't do enough of that in this season. I think Anna pointed that out to us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know that I have much else to say about this episode. It was kind of straightforward.
Yes.
I don't really want to talk too much about Prue or Piper's storylines. I think we more or less covered them in the 2 sentences that we covered them in the beginning. I definitely think this episode was about Phoebe, for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a Phoebe episode. It is, it's definitely a Phoebe episode. And I like Phoebe episodes. I think she doesn't get enough of them.
I think she gets her fair share later. I think they just didn't know what they quite wanted to do with their character for a little bit. Because you could tell that they had these 3 girls in the very stereotypical archetypes when they started the show. But you can also start
Mother, Maiden, and Crone.
What?
Mother, Maiden, and Crone.
Oh. But, yeah, this is, like, the first episode that we kind of see them. I think we kind of can see in the first season that they're struggling with, well, I don't want them to just be these stick figures. Like, I want to give them depth, and I just don't think they quite knew where they wanted to go with Piper or Phoebe. I think they had a very clear direction that they wanted Prue to go in. And that's why we get a lot of Prue episodes, but not quite as many Piper and Phoebe episodes in the first season.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I would like to discuss, because personal gain has been a little bit of a hot take in our recent episodes. This is the first episode that we see one of our girls do something that is going to be a personal gain thing, and then say, ugh, no, I can't do this. This is wrong. Piper has a beautiful bottle of wine that she's trying to get for Kokovan, which is a delicious. It's basically just like chicken and wine. That's literally the name. Some really nice cooked vegetables. It's usually served with accompanying sides. It's just a really nice French dish. Yes, sorry. I made coq au vin for a dinner party once. It was very fun. But she needs this specific wine because if you cook the chicken and then you don't have the right wine, then you don't have a good coq au vin. And this guy swipes it from her, and he later ends up being a guest at the dinner party. And
he's a douchebag.
Quite a rude one, actually.
I hate him.
quite a rude guest, actually.
And he thinks he's being charming, which is like the worst part of it.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of want to throat punch him the whole time.
Yeah, he wasn't fun. But Piper got really close to she froze him, and she was going to snatch the wine out of his hands, and then she was like, no, I shouldn't do that. And then she was like, well, I could do that. And then she was like, no, I won't. And then she walked away and got another bottle of wine. So, yay, Piper!
Yeah, yay, Piper. Also, damn, that guy was a dick. I can't stop thinking about that.
Yeah.
But we do have one personal gain to add to the count. And this one makes me so angry. Because the whole concept of this episode is like, there was an earthquake and that's why the Woogie Man escaped and blah, 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 blah. But Prue goes into the office at is she at Buckland still? Yeah.
Yes.
I've been watching too many different lines of this TV show. But she goes back to Buckland's and she uses her powers to fix a crooked painting in her office, and her door is wide fucking open.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is why y'all gonna get burned at the stake, okay?
This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, God. It's
and she doesn't even have her hands near it. She's, like, looking at it, and she twings it, and then Claire comes in a second later and is like, oh, you need to put it a little down to the left, and Prue's like, because she nearly got caught being a witch.
I don't know, it was very un-Prue-like, but also, like, cocky in the way that Prue is. You know, like, oh, nobody's gonna catch me, it's fine. I'm the oldest. I'm the best. I'm always right.
Yes. So yeah, we're giving her a big fat 1 point for that one.
What does that put us at? 30?
30, I believe, yes.
Oh my god.
30! 2 per episode!
Wow, they really evened out that average.
Yep, they've been very consistent.
But I don't remember any other personal gains. I would almost, like, count Phoebe's doings in this episode as personal gain, but because she was under a spell, I don't really think it counts.
Yeah, no. Because she didn't get anything for herself because she wanted it using her power.
Right. But, so yeah, that brings us to 30 for this episode. Well, for the season. Not 30 personal gains in one episode. That I would have to draw a line, say, this is too much.
Yeah.
But, on another note, how many days has it been, Victoria?
I wish I had a bell So I could ring a bell. Oh! It has been one day since Leo has been in an episode. That was a paperclip.
She's like the town crier.
I am.
One day. It's been one day.
Bring out your dad. Bring out your dad.
But yes, we haven't seen Leo. It's okay. He'll come back.
I cry my sleep. He always comes back. Sleep tonight.
Victoria, what was your favorite line or your favorite quote from this episode?
I loved Piper very passive aggressively opening the door with her hands full of paper shopping bags. Being like, oh no, I don't need help. It's fine. I'm a culinary pachyderm. Because she's so small. Like, groceries like that are like twice her torso. She's coming in here, she can barely see over it, and she has no idea that Phoebe just got. She's just like, bleh! So, yeah, great.
It's a good one.
What about you, Clark?
I would have to say, so it comes from the very beginning of the episode, and they're teasing Phoebe about the Woogeyman. And I think it's Prue makes a comment about Phoebe being scared, and she goes, what, you got the Phoebe Jeebies? Mm. And I thought that was just really cute. I've been stuck on it since I heard it earlier. I would have to say, though, it's a tie between that and Piper sitting on the floor with her legs fully extended in front of her, her apron undone, the kitchen's a complete mess, and she's just kicking and hitting the floor like a fucking 4-year-old having a temper tantrum.
There's a live duck somewhere.
It's literally the biggest mood, honestly. And it's just, it's very amusing to see. I always like watching that part. But, yep, that's my favorite part. Is two parts, kind of. Out of 5 spooky, spooky fog demons, how would you rate this episode?
Honestly, like, a 3.5. 3.5 spooky, spooky fog demons.
Nice.
And so, what about you?
Okay. I'm struggling with this. Because it's a good episode in the sense that, like, we get to see it. It's a good setup episode. However, I don't think standalone it's as good as it is
as a level
for, like, context, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd have to say, like, 2.
Yeah, 2 spooky spooky fog demons is appropriate.
2 spooky, spooky fog demons. Yeah, I think it does a really good job of setting up a lot of things, but I don't think by itself it stands alone as a very strong episode.
Yeah, no. Especially not when we had Secrets and Guys and, the Wendigo, you know. It's had some. Yeah. And Barbus!
Barbus!
The demon of fear!
You can't move. You're frozen in fear!
In fear! Oh, God.
Well, on that note, I am so, so sorry. This episode has been so chaotic. My brain is everywhere but here currently. And, yeah. So, sorry for the chaos. It will probably not stop.
Nope.
Where can they find us on Twitter if they want a little bit more chaos?
You can find us on Twitter at charmed_podcast. Where can they find us on Facebook?
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/charmedanddangerouspod. That's where I mostly post. Where can they find us on Instagram?
You can find us on Instagram at charmedanddangerouspod. And if they want to send us a snarky remark, a comment, a concern, a demon summoning circle, a way to fix the damage that an earthquake has wrecked to your house, where can they find us?
Yeah. We will take any of that. You can email us directly at charmedanddangerouspod@gmail.com. You'll get a shout out. Do it. Bet.
Yeah.
Anna.
We reply to our emails.
Bro. Yeah.
We're real people. Anna, we are not robots.
Let them know. Yeah, she knows. She knows we replied. but the only other thing we got for you is please, I haven't asked you in a while, I don't think. Leave us a review on iTunes if you have it. It really helps us spread. It helps us get out there to more people. 5 stars would be phenomenal, but I guess we'll take 4 too. and on that note, it's been great. Stay safe, stay healthy. Blessed be. We love you.
Blessed be.
I messed up our outro.
You're fine.